This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
A new toolkit has been launched to make domestic abuse refuges more accessible for visually impaired people. Joining me now from the Beacon Centre for the Blind in the West Midlands is Becky Green, Assistant Director of Health and Wellbeing, and Kim Cruz from Vision Foundation and Fight for Sight. Welcome in both.
Hello.
And Kim, this new toolkit was designed following research by Fight for Sight and Vision Foundation. What were the results of the original research project?
Our research, The Unseen, revealed that 1 in 12 people with vision impairments is estimated to be a victim or survivor of domestic violence and abuse. The research also revealed that additional forms of abuse are used by perpetrators and that victims face numerous barriers to disclosing abuse and accessing support.
Shocking statistics there. And up to now, what has the experience been like for blind or partially sighted people in domestic abuse refuges?
Well, one of the main issues that we were shocked at the prevalence, and I should add that it's also men as well as women who are victims and survivors of domestic abuse in this case. And we were shocked at the levels and the prevalence, but we were also shocked to learn about the additional forms of abuse that are used. And not only that, but then the numerous barriers that people are faced with disclosing abuse and then accessing support. So a lot of people, because there are so many barriers, aren't disclosing their abuse, or when they feel like there's an opportunity to disclose abuse, they are shut down, or someone refers to their carer who may end up being the perpetrator. And then in terms of accessing refuges, they were found to be inaccessible, but also resources are were found to be inaccessible.
And do you think there's been a lack of understanding maybe from domestic abuse charities about the best way to support blind or partially sighted domestic abuse and victims and survivors?
Absolutely. I think from what we know from the research, that accessibility and competency repeatedly arose in the interviews and focus groups, but there was a lack of clear pathways on both sides within the vision loss sector, but also in support services. So support services doing an excellent job at supporting victims and survivors of DVA, domestic violence and abuse, but not necessarily a victim who is vision impaired. And then likewise, the vision loss sector, people may not be trained in noticing signs of abuse. And a lot of this can be combated with the correct resources and guidelines in place.
Well, Becky, how is the new toolkit created? It wasn't just the Beacon Centre involved in putting things together.
No, so when we received the funding for the project, there was sort of three aspects to the work that we did. And first of all, that was sharing skills and knowledge. So we worked with CHAD, a local refuge in Dudley, and we started off by training 21 of their staff around sight loss awareness. So we did sessions with them around different eye conditions, the do's, the don'ts, the myths, how to support people, what's available out there, so that we could expand their skills and knowledge around supporting someone with a VI. And then in turn, they trained 62 staff around domestic abuse, what to look out for, how to support people, and looked at really the links then between sight loss and domestic violence. And that training went down really well. And even since then, you know, we've had staff that have picked up things and we've reported that into CHAD, and CHAD have supported with certain people. So from that training, we've been able to support more people with VI already. And then the second part of that was developing the toolkit that we put together. So the toolkit was put together to link sight loss organisations with their local domestic abuse refuges, and for that to really be rolled across the UK where possible, to help look at how we can support VI people in accessing services, to make sure that, you know, their sight loss wasn't a barrier to them finding support and finding help.
And what are some of the key points that the toolkit covers?
So the toolkit contained things like the importance of accessibility, building accessibility, so gaining entrance to a building, signs, lighting, having access to communal areas, orientation to the building, having sort of a buddy system and equipment in refuges for people to use. It looked at communication, you know, having things in different formats, large print, audio formats, having signage that was accessible to people, and also looked at technology aids and adaptations. So the idea being that that toolkit can be rolled out to different refuges with the support of their local sight loss charity to help make places more accessible to people. And to do that, the third part of the project, we worked with Chad and we went into their local refuge and we did an accessibility audit. So we took someone that was VI with us and we did a walkthrough of their refuge space, and we made suggestions on things that could be improved. So that was things that would help someone going into a refuge that might be out of borough, that's moved locality, it would help them to settle into a new place and feel comfortable, really, and feel well supported. And Chad, we were really lucky working with Chad, because they've sort of implemented all of those suggestions that we made to them, and their refuge space is now a lot more accessible to VI people. So it was a really, really positive project to work on, and something very different, but something that was very, very much needed.
Where will the toolkit itself be available? How can we access the information?
So the toolkit is available in different formats. So we've got a very pretty sort of booklet version of it that we can post out to people. It's available in plain text and large print. It's available as an audio version. All of those we can email over, but all of those are also available on Beacon Centre's website as well.
Well, the toolkit was only launched very recently, but have you been able to hear how the changes made have had an impact so far?
Yes, so we've shared the toolkit via Visionary, and we've had various meetings with different sight loss organisations and Women's Aid across the UK, up and down the country, that they were very interested in what we've done and how they can help and how they can roll that out. So we've worked with different local organisations and national organisations to introduce the toolkit to them, link them with local domestic violence refuge spaces, and start off that work in their areas as well. We were very conscious that it's, you know, if someone was being rehoused, the likelihood is that they might be rehoused out of borough in order to keep them safe. So it was very important to us that we rolled it out across the country and got different boroughs and stuff involved, because it's likely that people would have to move area. So it's important that sort of the whole country is covered, really. But a lot of places have picked it up. A lot of places are very interested and have started work in their local areas too, which is really, really exciting.
And where's the best place to access the toolkit itself and find out more information about some of the organisations involved?
On our website. We've got a page on our website, beaconvision.org, and all of the toolkit information is on there. And if anyone would like to have a chat to us about the work that we did and how we can help them in their local area, we're more than happy to, you know, for you to get in touch with us and for us to set up a meeting and help where we can.
And Kim, where can we follow the work of Vision Foundation and Fight for Sight?
Sure. We have two websites at the moment. You can find us on visionfoundation.org.uk, and you can also find us on fightforsight.org.uk.
Well, incredibly important work, which looks set to help an awful lot of people. Becky Green from the Beacon Centre for the Blind and Kim Cruz from Vision Foundation and Fight for Sight. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for having me.